Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? I'm back, man, with another pod, live with DJ Intricate. Flyboy Music, Deep in Thoughts on, you feel me? I got this podcast going, man. It's been so much going on in the world. We've been chilling, trying to get all our ducks in a row and step the podcast game up. Along with everything media, we're putting out a mixtape next week. The Flyboy mixtape. That's basically just gonna feature a lot of artists on my production team, and I'm gonna mix it up in the fashion of a true DJ. So I'm gonna get busy. It's gonna be like a party with us, with our song infused in it, and something for the culture. That real lyricist. And, you know, poets, street poets, hustlers, go-getters, entrepreneurs will be will be happy to hear, I think, you know. So I'm just getting ready for that. And plus it's promotion for the solo projects that we have coming that we're going to be selling on and streaming on all the platforms. You know, this is just promo for that. So be on the lookout for Flyboy's mixtape next week sometime. You know, we got our fingers crossed. We hoping next week, because we don't want no more holdups. You know, summer's coming around quick. And that's, you know, that's how I like to work. Other than that, yes, it has been announced. A lot of people have been tripping in my DM and messaging me on Messenger, texting me, phone calls about hearing I'm retiring from, I'm not retiring from MCing, I'm just retiring from the solo project aspect. You know, I feel like I put out so much work that those, you know, the good ones at least will still be there. And at any given time, I can put those out in the street and still, you know, have a sound going, have it moving without even having to break my back from making more and more albums. Because I've already, like one of my best friends said on the last podcast, yeah, I made the good 30 albums or more, you know what I'm saying? And that's solo. So basically, with that being said, I don't think another solo will come out of me unless it's like something major. You know what I'm saying? Something that's like a major, major move that requires me to do it. Not only for myself, but for the team, you know, my people. Other than that, I'll still be doing joint projects with people. I got something coming with my brothers out of Philly called Cleveland-delphia. That's gonna be dope. That's a joint project. It's gonna have production from me, production from Buck, and just artists from Philly and from here together on one project. So that's gonna be a nice little treat when that hit too. After that, Stay Intricate, baby. That's the last one, you know, for me. So I feel some type of obligation for it to be extra, extra tight. So, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for that. County got something on the way. County Marv, he got something on the way. I don't know what it's going to be titled. I don't think he let that cat out the bag quite yet. So, you know, that's kind of exciting too. Also, I'm getting heavy into the production side of things. I'll be posting beats for sale really, really soon. There'll be non-sample beats. There'll be mostly played. If there's any samples, that'll be so subtle you won't be able to tell at all. Like, there's no way you'll be able to tell, you know. And I have a platform that I'm gonna mess with Nerve DJs, honestly, because they got a section on their site to where you can post beats for sale. And I haven't did it yet. I just been peeping it and observing it a little bit. But that's what I'm gonna start doing. And I'm gonna post a lot too, cause that's just that's the nature of how I work. You feel me? I can't help it. I'm that way at everything I do. But other than that, oh, Don Carlo, he got something coming too. It's titled The Cleveland Dream. So I'm gonna try to get him going with that. Help as much as possible, man. That's what I'm all about, you know. And also bringing these new artists in here and getting them going, you know. It's important to me that we show people this culture, this side of it. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't like no disrespect to Gucci, but everything ain't a Gucci video. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't a Lil Wayne video. Like, it's different pockets of the game. And I feel like every pocket should get light shined on them, you know what I'm saying? And as is, like, for years I've been saying it, like, man, these cameras should have been coming to follow us in a lot of situations, shows, studio sessions, just seeing how we do it, because there's something unique about it. If you know me, you know I'm telling the truth. I mean, been doing it for a long time, man. Started off as a young buck. I was 13, I think, Spin Flow. I definitely was rhyming before I moved out to Euclid. So, no, we're going to have to say 12. Probably, I think, before that, for real. Because I remember rhyming with my cousins. But, anywho, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to update people on what's going on, what's the plans, and how we rocking now. You feel me? On this pod, it's so much been going on, man. Oh, my goodness. Since the last pod, bro. Like, oh, my goodness. The world is just, it's going haywire, bro. First off, I want to talk about I want to talk about mental health issues. I feel like it's really important that if you know somebody with a mental health issue, you help them get to where they need to be as far as getting help. I really feel like it shouldn't go untreated. What makes me say that is today I was on my way to work, and so I'm chilling. I'm on a train. I'm sitting there. No, wait. I take that back. I'm waiting on a train. I'm sitting there waiting on a train to come. So it's a guy walking back and forth. Just going nuts. Running across the street. Then running back, looking down the street, talking about, I don't know what's going on. What's going on today? And saying, Papa need new shoes. Papa need new shoes. But, you know, extremely loud. After this goes on for a good 20 minutes, you know, I'm sitting there. I started to feel sad. I was saddened by it. I was more because I felt like, why don't this dude deserve to be somewhere and getting help? Like, it's obvious. It's plain today. This is, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, an easy way out would have been for somebody to say, he's a crackhead or something, or he's a drug addict. But after me sitting there for 20 minutes and me analyzing it, honestly, I don't think it was that. Like, cause I know somebody itching to scratch it, man. I know a click when I see one. You feel me? And that was just a different type of bop that was going on. And it just really made me think, like, if we have people like this in our families, even if it's not on that level, even if it's just like, it may be, you may feel like it's minor or timid or mild, you should still try to help that person address it. Because I feel like everybody should have a chance at a good shot at bettering themselves, no matter how come, even if they got to get on medication, whatever it be, you know what I'm saying? Even if they got to go to rehab for something, I feel like they deserve that chance, you know what I'm saying? But enough of that, I just want to speak on that real quick. What else is going on, bro? The Kodak thing, that happened a while ago. He's a dick. Oh my God. He's a dick. I don't listen to him anyway. A nigga muscle like that nigga. I don't listen to that nigga, bro. So if you hear this nigga, you listen to that nigga. I already told you what I'm Glizzy Gang, baby. Shot Glizzy, man. Well, that's my ratchet fix when I want to hear some hood music, feel me? But yeah, that whole thing with him disrespecting Lauren London was just too far, bro. You just took it too far. Now everybody just looking at you like with disgust, you know what I'm saying? You blackballing yourself. You gonna make people not want to work with you, bro. Gotta pay attention to stuff like that, man. If I was in that position, bro, ain't nothing stopping my money. You feel me? But, speaking of that, the topic of Q Money from Cleveland, what happened with that guy? I'm not sure of all the specifics, man, but, I heard you might be doing time because of a shooting that occurred in Atlanta with an associate. So, yeah, man, when I heard that news, I was kind of hurt, you know? First of all, because I root for everybody that come out of Cleveland. No matter what they going around saying, talking, they can be having little jokes about me or whatever on their Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't care if you from Cleveland. I'm rooting for you. But the thing about this is, this goes deeper than Cleveland. This is about the culture. Because now, it's like, it's starting to become like a cycle. Like, the G6 brother. I can't remember his name. Oh, Bobby Smurda. Man, you just get your deal. You about to change your life and the people around you life. And, you know, you accidentally throw that away. It's happening a lot lately. And I just be on wild, like, for y'all to get these deals and be on the run to glory and just throw it all away because a moment of anger, making a bad decision. It's just, it's unfortunate. And I just want all you artists that get that chance. And even if I get that chance, I'm going to tell myself, like, yo, You don't gotta be wilding out like that for real. Like, this that'll be the perfect time to get it tight. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind tight, get your health tight, and get on your game. So that's what I want to speak about that. But I'm gonna pray for that brother. I hope everything work itself out. What else is going on? Oh, this Nas X song. Bruh. I'm not even joking with y'all, man. Billy Ray killed it, man. He killed it, bruh. Like, he hopped on there like Chameleonaire, man. That was Chameleonaire flow, man. Billy Ray been listening to hip hop. Don't tell me he ain't. Because he was spitting bars. He just put that country twist on it. Man, it's fire. I'd rather listen to it. I wish it was all him. I guess that's wrong with me to say, but I do. I guess I wish that was all Billy Ray song. Because he went hammer. Off to some other stuff. Let's see. Oh, it's a lot of new female MCs I've been digging, man. Specifically, what I'm gonna talk about is I'm feeling Tierra Whack. I listened to her last album. It's called Whack World. You can look all this up. It's on YouTube. She also got a new video out for a new project. It's not coming to my head right now. I apologize. But go check out Whack World. That's crazy. It's Tierra Whack. TIERRAWHACK. She's a dope artist. Like, for real. Like, she's out of Philadelphia, I believe. And she be spitting bars. She combines singing with it. Harmonies and just being completely weird and different, and it's dope. It's real dope. What else is going on in the world? We're gonna talk some culture. It's called Let's Talk Culture. Let's talk some culture, baby. Oh, I was revisiting some music today. That was really like had my head nodding, boy. I checked out, I was listening to some old Buckshot, BDB Thug. Man, that dude was raw. He had one song that I was listening to on one of his albums that, he kind of like used a pop type of hook, or I don't know if maybe Pop got it from him, but I was like, oh snap, like I heard, I feel like I heard that before. But yeah, it was, I enjoyed myself getting off into that Buckshot phase. I mess with Duck Down. Follow him on all social media, Duck Down Music. Shouts out to them. And we back up and running, baby. I took a pause mainly because I did want to work on getting better shows and doing better, but a sponsor hit me up, and it was the best sponsor I seen. So I said, okay, this is worth getting back in. So I don't know how long this will last, but I'm like, man, they was trying to pay, you know, we was getting paid a quarter per every time the ad played. Now I don't know what happened, but this is it's like $20 every time this ad get played. So I don't know. I guess people been listening. And maybe they felt, whoever out there felt, we was worth it. Cause along with this request, a whole bunch of our podcasts was favorited. So don't know, maybe some people was listening, but the powers that be. Whatever the case, I appreciate it. The team appreciate it. And hey, the sky's the limit. You feel me? But yeah, what I was about to say. Oh, and upcoming episodes, what I'm gonna start doing, man. Oh, it's about to get so crazy, man. I do have some guests lined up. So be ready for that. Those, you know, are fun. Because when I have guests, typically, if I'm not on the move, like going two people, if they come to the studio, you know, we had a mic set up. It's just like a little radio station in there. And that's really, I like doing it like that because it's fun. Sooner or later, we're going to have to start videotaping them situations. Just waiting to get up. I guess we could videotape on the phone because it is HD, but I still want a nice little 4K HD camera, you feel me? That had people looking like, you know what I'm saying, super crispy. You dig? But, alright, man. That's enough for this joint, I guess. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna talk you to death. You know what I mean? But yeah, this episode is basically just for awareness, let y'all know what's going on. The podcast is about to come back strong. And we about to have music out, so y'all support, man. Cleveland shit all day. Let's talk culture. I'm out.